And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Cooper Helm, here to talk about the play Dinner with Friends by Donald Margulies. He will be directing the play. It's a production of the Lauren Riley Elliott Company and will open this week, Friday.
With a Pay What You Can preview on Thursday night.
All right. So Thursday night, you can head on over there and get to see not quite opening night, but a preview of it. Now, the play, Cooper, is won a Pulitzer.
Yes.
So it's very well known, very well thought of in the world of theater. And not only theater, but I believe it was also made into a movie.
It was. Starring Dennis Quaid, Andy McDowell, Greg Kinnear.
All right. Well, why did you choose the play? What really attracted you to the play?
Well, I guess first and foremost, being that it is a Pulitzer Prize winning play. And I really like to try to find pieces out there that have a lot of substance to them, that have been battle tested, that have been on Broadway. And I'm pretty confident when I pick these plays, I'm pretty secure that the writing in it is very good and the material is excellent, and it also gives you a great challenge to get that material out and tell the story the way it's supposed to be told.
Yeah, you think when you hear Pulitzer Prize winning, you think of it as something that will be very well written.
Yes.
And not just the drama that attracts people, but that the writing is what draws you into the play. And there's just four characters, so the writing is very important. That dialogue is really important between the four characters.
Yes, it is.
And I know it's always hard to talk about the plot of a play without giving something away, but can you set it up for us? What is the setup of this play?
Okay. Basically, it starts off, you have two couples, Gabe and Karen, you know, in their early 40s, and then their best friends, Tom and Beth, who are also there in their early 40s. But they are the prototypical best friends, going to raise their kids together, have dinners together, vacations together, just do everything together. And, you know, it's set up like they'll just have this wonderful life, grow old together and fat, and you know, cry at their weddings, their kids' weddings, and just, you know, this, that almost American dream type situation. So it opens.
The trajectory is set for these people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's the way at least Gabe and Karen, one of the couples, you know, they see it in their life. Now, it opens with Gabe and Karen, who are married, with just Beth. Tom's away. So it's just three characters at the beginning, and they're just talking. Gabe and Karen have recently come back from Italy, and they're talking about their food critics. So they're just – their whole life's food and travel and things like that. And they have their friend over, and she tells them in, you know, just in the mid-conversation that her husband Tom is leaving her.
So this is right in the first scene
Right in the first scene.
So you're not really giving anything away here by saying that.
No. And he's found somebody else, and they want a divorce, and all this comes out. So basically what it does is shatter Gabe and Karen's world of what they have in mind, which is a perfect life for them.
So it shatters it immediately, right in the beginning of the play. You would think that most plays would work up to that, and then there would be some denouement. But no, this is – the play is about what happens afterwards, or does it go back in time?
Well, it actually does go back in time, but not like that. It really takes a look at the changing of relationships with people. What happens, you know, like you said, people, I mean, you generally see this happen at the end of a movie or a play or something like that. Well, this happens in the beginning. Well, what happens after the fact? This, what it unfolds after the, say, climax of a play or a movie or something like that, what happens after, and this takes a look at that. You know, after that happens, it's just a one-day settings and two scenes, and then it goes to intermission, and then it comes back in the second act, and it's 12 years early or at Martha's Vineyard where Tom and Beth meet. So it flashes back to when they're younger, a little more vibrant, didn't have kids, more carefree. And it's a Martha's Vineyard, so you have this this nice kind of surreal scene, kind of dreamscape. We made it with the lights and things like that. It was real fun doing lights with this. And And then after that, it goes to scenes that are 3 months later where their best friends have moved on. Now, the Gabe and Karen couple who are still together, still deep down inside, want their friends back together because that way their lives can go on, which shows the imperfections of them wanting their friends to stay together for the sake of their own lives.
Kind of need an emotional flowchart here.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
I want to tell people we are talking about the play Dinner with Friends by Donald Margulies, which opens this week at Cité des Arts. And my guest, Cooper Helm, is the director and also acts in the play this time, as well as does an amazing job with the tech and the scenery in this play. So tell us about the four characters. Who play the different characters? You're one of them. Who do you play?
I play Gabe. Mm-hmm. And Katrin Schmidt, she plays my wife, Karen, and we're married. See my ring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we're the couple that, you know, I guess, you know, yeah, we're food critics and our lives are perfect. We're just the perfect married couple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we are. And Tom and Beth have been trying to be the perfect couple like us their entire life. And it just, you know, it just doesn't work.
And who plays Tom and Beth?
Tom and Beth. Scott Grimion.
And
plays,
Scott has been working with you for quite a while.
He's been working
in
on
productions.
Me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is our fourth production, the Lauren Riley Elliott Company. We did Barry Child first at this time last year at Home at the Zoo at Theater 810. And then we just recently did Death Trap. So this is our fourth production in our company. And, yeah, he's been there the whole time.
And so now he gets to act in one of the plays as well. Well, in just a moment, I want to talk to you about some of the tech and the production, because that really is a hallmark of your work so far, really creating amazing sets. And the lighting, as you mentioned, is quite wonderful in your plays.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's okay. and I want to make sure I say Teresa Wasilowski is playing Beth, Tom's wife, and which is really kind of the irony of this casting choices is that Teresa and Scott are playing the couple that's getting a divorce, and they are married.
In real life.
In real life.
Mm-hmm.
And Katrin and I are not married. We're both single people, and we're playing the married couple. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, as great actors, you all are, of course, overcoming your own real life roles in order to play this set.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is has the writing lived up to your expectations?
Oh,
how are you finding it, being an actor and saying these lines?
It's really, really has, and it's been really exciting this last week. This part of the process is where a lot of the discoveries and all the meanings really start to pop out, you know, rather than it's just, you know, you memorize the lines and you're up there and rather than just, you know, reciting lines, it just really becomes so much more involved and you're able to find the heartbeat of the play. That's at least the goal. And it is exciting. And you have to open up eventually and you might not have everything that you want, but hopefully you have enough ammunition to pull it off.
Mm-hmm. And so you feel like the writing, Donald Margulies' writing really helps in that, the pacing and the emotion.
It really is. And, you know, it won a Pulitzer Prize for drama, but it is highly comedic. And in order for any great drama to be a great drama, you have to have another element of it. And in this sense, it's comedy. So you're at one point you're sitting there really involved and as an audience member and involved in what's going on and then like and feeling you know empathy for this person and then the next line comes in and you're you know on the floor laughing basically
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because it just comes out of nowhere
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting how he words or he I guess as these phrases, just they kind of just start slow, then build really quick, and then drop off, and then starts over. So it's very dynamic conversations. It's very plain English, which would lend itself to believe that it's simple, but as we found out, it is not. Mm-hmm. There is so much underneath the surface of all these characters. But, you know, as you know, there is anybody and everyone can relate to what's going on. The person that's going through the divorce, the guy that's going through a divorce that, you know, is cheated cheated on his wife. And, you know, she plays like, you know, it's all his fault, but you don't find out that, you know, that she's actually had an affair as well.
You want to give it away?
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I guess, too, that whole idea, even if that's not your situation, this idea of thinking you have a perfect life and striving for a perfect life and perhaps not being that way. And I guess it could fit for a lot of different paths of life. Well, let's talk about the frame of this drama comedy that's going on. You have seven different sets that you had to create. It's not like some plays which involves two couples. It's like in their living room, the entire play. This involves seven different set changes. That must have been quite a challenge.
Yes, it was. It is. It really is. And that's Tech Week. They call it Hell Week. We've got a couple days left in it. And to get these scene changes as fast as we can and as smooth as transitions is always a challenge. We're not working with any fly system or big wings to have stuff. But we've made the stage where we do have wing space to stash things, and we move it around with lights as well. And we're gonna have basically during the show one set change that our goal is to get it under 5 minutes. But even as an audience member, when you see one set go out like that and in, you know, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, you see three sets appear after it and no set changes after that, with the exception of a 1 minute set change. It's pretty remarkable just to sit there and watch that. We do have a little some music that plays just for a minute there. But, you know, you kind of have to do that if you want to really tell the story, I think. I just have this.
Well, you're quite a perfectionist about sets and tech.
And unfortunately, I am a perfectionist.
What does that add to the play? How much, in your vision, how much does that change a person's experience of the play, quality of the production?
Well, it transcends them into another time and place if you can pull it off right. And, you know, so you go to Cité des Arts in Lafayette and you've actually gone to two people's bedrooms, a dining room, a living room, Martha's Vineyard, a bar, and a patio.
And if you do it right, we suspend our disbelief.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've really been taken on a journey and a ride, and along with the dialogue, it's just... This play's over so fast. I mean,
you're absorbed in it.
Yeah, because all the scenes are under 20 minutes. I think one scene's 20 minutes, so you've got a beginning, middle, end to all these scenes that are very dynamic and with a lot of action. You will not be bored in this play, believe me.
Well, and it takes place at Cité des Arts, which also means it's not a huge theater. It's not a tiny, but it's about 100 seats. So you're right there in that scene.
You feel like the bedroom scene, I know, in the final scene is the audience will feel like they're actually in the bedroom with these people. Mm-hmm. Same thing in the bar scene, in these scenes. You really, I mean, over the last year working at Cité, the third time here, it is a really intimate theater of just really, you know, you're really right there on the actors. So it's quite an experience being that close where you could just reach out and touch them in 3D.
So it's been a really good experience as a producer to create theater in that space.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We are talking about the play Dinner with Friends by playwright Donald Margulies. It won a Pulitzer, and it will be performed at Cité des Arts. My guest, Cooper Helm, is directing the play as well as acting in it. The company, Lauren Riley Elliott Company, is producing it, and it will run for 1 weekend, 2 weekends? How long will it run, Cooper?
It's going to run for 2 weekends. Mm-hmm. Like we said earlier, we're going to have a preview night tomorrow night. I'm sorry, tomorrow night on Thursday, and then we open on Friday, and we run Saturday night and then Sunday day, and then the following week, next week, We're going to run Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and then Sunday day.
Matinee. So it's like eight performances altogether.
Eight performances altogether.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this Thursday, it's a preview, pay what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a great night perhaps for students to go.
Oh, absolutely.
High school students, college students.
Absolutely.
All right. And UL has just started this week, so good opportunity to get some nice theater in your life, and not just for the theater students, but for everyone to get a sense of what's here in Lafayette. Certainly is growing, the entire theater scene, and
every weekend
there's something
yes.
in one theater or another.
Mm-hmm.
So this Thursday, what time, 7:30?
7:30.
Okay, 7:30, pay what you can. It's the preview night, and then it will run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available by calling or going to the website. What's the best? Is there either way? Probably
yes.
You can call Cité. Also
Cité.
Check out their website.
Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook page too.
Okay.
You can find it, Dinner with Friends.
All right. So search out Dinner with Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could take a chance on getting a ticket at the door. But again, we said it's a small theater. So good opportunity to get your ticket ahead of time. So do y'all have anything in the future that you're looking at?
We do. We're tossing around some ideas right now. We have the theater booked for three more performances for next year's season. We felt as a young company right now, we did four in this last year. It was a little strenuous, but, I mean, completely worth it. So we've booked next year three. What we're tossing around right now is Clybone Park, which won the Tony Award in 2000. Excuse me. In 2012, also Misery by Stephen King, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and what is it?
That's three.
Oh, yeah, that's three. But I said we're tossing around a few,
tossing
so we're gonna pick.
But we'll have you back for that one to tell us more
mm-hmm.
about it. Do you all have a website, or do you do everything on Facebook? Should people look for the Lauren Riley Elliott Company, or what do they look for?
Well, again, we're a young company right mm-hmm. now, and being that we put these productions on for in the last year, we mm-hmm. haven't had a whole lot of administrative time.
So each one tends to have a Facebook page, is that?
We have a Facebook page, and we also have an email,
okay.
you know, that we will send out. And we've started an email list that's that we're mailing out, and we hope to get to a website by the end of the year, if not before.
All right. Well, people are really good at finding what they want on the web. So
indeed.
They want to find the Lauren mm-hmm. Riley Elliott Company. And this particular play, which is on Facebook, is Dinner with Friends. It's by Donald Margulies, and my guest, Cooper Helm, is directing it. Opens on Thursday with a preview night. Well, we'll look forward to talking with you about the upcoming productions this coming year. But it's been a great ride so far. Wonderful reviews of your plays, and everyone seems to speak very highly of them. So thanks so much for your part in theater here in Lafayette.
Well, thank you very much, Judith.
Thank you, Cooper.
You're welcome.